Ari, here we have Achrimos Kedoshim this week. I want to say a short thought that connects the beginning of each of these parashas. Achrimos begins with the commandment given regarding not to enter Paroches, and it's given Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aaron, after we know the death of Nadav and Abihu, where they brought Ezara Shelot Tziva Osam. And based on that comes the tzibui here, daber el arnochicha, he cannot enter where he should not enter. That's the beginning of Achrimos. And Kedoshim begins with Kedoshim Tiyu, this general principle of Kedusha, Kedoshim Tiyu. The idea that I was thinking of, I was inspired by a comment of Rav Schwab in the Sefer on Chumash, Mayim Beis HaShoeva and Parshas Tzav. And what he develops is a very interesting parallel between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, vis-a-vis Karbanos, namely that we find a different approach to Karbanos by Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. I'll try to do it quick, so if you want to stay, if not, you can always listen over afterwards, so don't feel, you have to stay, but just, it's fine. Bayis Rishon, the Nevi'im were railing against those who treated Karbanos as just like a ritual, just offer the Karban and appease the God, so to speak. But there was no lev, there was no heart, there was no tshuva. And that was the musa that you find in Talmud Bayis Rishon. In Talmud Bayis Sheni, Malachi, who was living at that period, was giving musa about those who brought karbanos that were blemished because people wanted to save money and offer things that basically were not the kind of thing you would want to give to an officer, to somebody of stature. And he would say, Hakribeno pechasecha, would you give this to your local governor? It doesn't, how can you give this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Schwab says, there the problem was different. There the problem was that they understood that what matters with karbanos is the lev. And they felt, okay, if that's what matters, then really we don't have to look at the type of carbon. We might as well save ourselves money and buy a carbon that costs less money, that may be a little bit schwach, it looks lean, it's not so good looking, it's a balmum somewhat, but nevertheless, it's from the heart. That's what matters. And that was the two types of issues. By Bayis Rishon, the issue had to do with they might have recognized the style, but they couldn't recognize the heart and the lave. By Sheni, the problem was the other way, that they said, that matters is the lave. It doesn't matter exactly the form it takes and how we present it. I was thinking the following. Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Nadav and Avihu were very high madrega. They had felt connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tremendous ava. And their chait was Asher Lo Tziva Osam, but they didn't follow the letter of the law, because the Maisa, it was Lo Tziva Osam. They went where they shouldn't have gone, they brought an Esh Zara, but the heart was totally there, the passion was there, the love was there, but it's not enough. It's not enough just to go with your heart and your emotions. You have to know that there are rules and there are lines, and you can't trespass those lines. That's Achrimos. Kedoshim is the famous Ramban, a Kedoshim to you. That's worth reading and rereading. The Ramban develops the idea that Prushim Tiyu is that a person could technically live within the bounds of Torah, following all the technical halachos, and yet be a novel b'shus Torah. In other words, the Torah gives us restrictions in all different areas. A person could comply with the technical legalities of all the Torah says, and yet they'll find place to undermine the whole spirit of what the Torah wants. The Torah gives us restrictions in what we can eat, what we can't eat, what we speak, what we can't speak. And a person will speak and eat what's technically mutter, but with a sense of taiva, with no sense of kedusha, without being sensitive to what the Torah wants to create with these restrictions. So they're novel b'shus Torah. They're complying with the letter of the law, but they don't understand there's something beyond that. It's not just the technicalities. It's also the vision, the underlying idea. So these are the two lessons, both from Achrimos and Kedoshim. Achrimos says you can't just go with your heart. You have to also recognize there are rules, and there are certain things to respect and boundaries. That's connected. We find it by Sheni, that they said what matters is the heart, and the appearances don't really matter as long as my heart's in the right place. Parshas Kedoshim is the other side of the coin, where a person might say, as long as I'm in compliance with the rules, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter, in terms of what what's behind it, the spirit of the law. And Rav Schwab, and he just concludes that in a very practical halacha maisa application. A person could think about davening, let's say Kriya Shema. So a person says, why do I have to say the words so precisely in Kriya Shema? As long as the Ikir is a mechavein, the idea of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, that we want to give ourselves up for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael. Okay, so I don't have to say Al Levavecha, the pause between the words, and the way it's supposed to be said. The main thing is that you're feeling the right ideas and you say it. Well, Yosei Dechovaso, there's halachas, how you're supposed to say the didactic and the Kriya of Kriya Shema, every word. On the other hand, you could have the other extreme. Person might be very, very precise in everything he says, but the heart somewhere else, you're thinking about who knows what, and yet the words sound very good. That's also a big problem. It has to be the combination of the lev as well as the maisa to be done according to the prescription. And that's, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs that combination. Maybe the idea that ties together the beginning of each of these two parashas. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.